Matt Jones is a singer-songwriter from Ypsilanti, and he's also a big Civil War nerd.
I mean, I got a tattoo on my arm of Gettysburg just so people would ask me what it was, so I could be like, well, let me tell you, you know, for the next 3 hours.
The Civil War inspired many of the songs on Matt's latest album. It's called The Deep Enders.
Hopefully the album conveys what it sounds like when 6-7 people playing together really actually love each other. That's something you can't find. And I hope I can just implant a little bit of that in a listener.
Stateside's Emily Fox has more.
The first track off this album is mostly instrumental, and the only lyrics come at the very end, and they are simply, "Come love, I'll try to be ready, I will be waiting for you." And I understand those words come from a letter written in the Civil War, and you use the instrumentation to kind of invoke the mood of that letter.
Yeah. It was a letter from a man named Sullivan Ballou from Rhode Island who went down to Virginia. And shortly before the first Battle of Bull Run in 1861, he wrote his wife a letter saying, really, just saying that if he didn't come back, he would always be with her. And you read a lot of Civil War correspondence, and a lot of it is just way overhyped, at least by our standards today. It's also really cool to think, God, it would be really nice if we still talked like that, if we actually put some time into it. But it's just a beautiful letter. And actually, he never sent it. They found it in his trunk a week after he was killed at the Battle of Bull Run. So yeah, that was her, kind of her response to him. And I didn't know any other way than to do that instrumentally.
Like your song called The Darkest Things, and when I first heard it, the music and some of the lyrics sounded like you were telling a folk tale or maybe a fairy tale in some sense. But then I understand that this song kind of drifts away from your Civil War theme and is a little bit of a reflection on your life. Tell me more about this song.
The Darkest Things was the first song written for the album, and it really did allow me to write the rest of the songs on the album. Because when I started writing it, I was really, really just kind of bummed out about what was happening to me because I was not writing as much music. I wasn't playing as many shows. And I was working a job and not really sure what was going on. And I've always been kind of all or nothing. So when nothing's happening, I just assume nothing's going to happen. I'm done. And so I started writing a song about how I was done. And about halfway through, I was having so much fun doing it and having so much fun writing the lyrics and the melodies and everything that I was just like, you know, I'm not done. And so the song turns around halfway through, and by the end, I'm like off to my next album. So it's kind of like I'm going to keep going, but things are always going to be this dark. And that's okay. It's one way to get through it.
On the trembling lips of age, 15 years have gone, I sing the same. While the words have slowed their rumbling, I'd prefer you for got my name. And let me walk alone, and let me swallow whole all the children whisper.
So we had you on Stateside around a year and a half ago, and during that interview, you talked about issues you've had in recent years. You said you kind of got self-destructive for a while, and there was some alcohol abuse, and you got in a car accident as a result. In your latest album, The Deep Enders, you have a song called Hardly Marching. And this song kind of combines both the issues you have faced, and you relate them back to this album's theme of the Civil War.
Yeah. Yeah, Hardly Marching is one of those last sort of, you know, unsteady, I'm out of control songs. It's hopefully I've said goodbye to that stuff. But yeah, I mean, it came out of me looking at myself, and it came out of me looking at General Ulysses S. Grant. So people love it when I come out with this stuff, when I tell them what songs are about. I'm being sarcastic. It's we both get a little nuts when we drink, and that. But at the same time, Grant felt a deep connection to his family, to his friends, that he would never sacrifice. And I know that he always felt a little sort of guilt, a little sense of guilt about having to put everybody else around him through things, just because he had a weakness. And that was what was behind Hardly Marching. I think, I don't know, maybe I try to relate too hard to these Civil War people, but what else am I going to do?
I have four.
That you think you've gotten past some of those issues. How are you able to get past issues of using alcohol too much?
You know, I quit drinking for a long time, and I realized during that time that I never did have a drinking problem. I definitely had a Matt Jones problem.
Which means
I didn't know how to deal with myself as who I am. I am crazily stressed all the time, and people can't tell. At least, you know, people say a lot like, oh, God, you seem so, like, low-key and you know, relaxed. And I'm like, well, good, I fooled you. And that's what I've been trying to do for a long time is fool people. And so one really great way to fool people is by getting really drunk and acting like you don't care about anything. And then especially the effects of alcohol can really, you know, can be pretty convincing that you're not concerned with people's feelings. Like you don't care about what's going on in your own life. And that becomes a habit. The drinking becomes a habit, and pretending like you don't care about yourself, that becomes a habit. And that's the destructive thing. That's what I was hooked on, you know. Not letting people help out, not asking for help, and even though I needed it. But so once you figure that out, you don't need to drink as much. It's just kind of – it's one thing leads to another. So I had a Matt problem, and I think I got over it because now I ask for help. I let people see me tearing my hair out, and my friends are probably like, you know, I don't know which one I like better. Yeah.
Well, tell me about the songwriting process. What do you think you get your best songs out of when you're in that stage of, you know, that you went through where you're kind of struggling, or when your head is clear and you don't have a lot to worry about? When do you feel like you get your best songwriting?
Oh, definitely now. Definitely now.
And why do you think that is?
Because when you're really losing it a little bit, when you're looking for crutches like booze or drugs. I mean, you can do those things, but all the time in the back of your mind is what's really going on. You're always thinking about how much you're screwing everything up. And you can't write a song like that. You can't make art like that. I can't. I can't make something really good and really genuine if the whole time I'm just thinking about how bad everything else is. There's no way. You know, like, I have to be as close to happy as I can be, whether or not that's really, really jumping for joy or just kind of still questioning things. As long as I don't have anything to feel guilty about, I can make good stuff. So, yeah, I've tried. I mean, I've made albums, I've written songs while I was losing my mind, and they might sound good, but when I listen to them, I can hear that and only that. And I don't hear that with this album. I hear myself going slow. So if I'm doing that, I know I'm doing something right.
I've been speaking with Ypsilanti's Matt Jones about his new album. It's called The Deep Enders. You can download his album at mattjones.bandcamp.com.